You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here. Scott Eckersley producing on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. On the phone joining me now, Ray Holman, who is the legislative liaison with UAW 6000. Good evening, Ray. How are you?
Doing great. How are you, Cheryl?
You're a great guest, and you're becoming a regular with everything in the news lately.
Well, you know, public employees are in the center of a lot of different battles and a lot of different topics and all around the country, really.
It most certainly, and I'm actually looking forward to having you on tomorrow when you head to Wisconsin. We'll talk about that in just a minute. You had a good day in the circuit court today. The state employees did, didn't they? Ingham County. I'll just read the Ingham County Circuit Judge William Collette today ruled unconstitutional a 5-month-old state law requiring state employees contribute 3% of their salary toward retiree health care. Your reaction to that is obviously a good one.
Well, I mean, we are thrilled the court upheld our argument. But regarding the details of that, Cheryl, I don't want to punt here, but I basically have been sort of told by the leadership and my president and in Detroit to kind of be careful in terms of what I said because, you know, it's a lawsuit and we're expecting an appeal. But broadly speaking, you know, of course, we're happy.
Well, and speaking of the appeal, the state of Michigan attorney did say that an immediate appeal would be filed if the state didn't prevail at this circuit court level, and that's not an unexpected. That happens in court cases.
Sure, yeah, and that's what we expected all along. But again, you know, we're happy, and we're just like everybody else, going to wait and see how the process works its way through the courts, but today is a good day.
And this law had been in effect for 5 months, requiring state employees to pay 3% towards their health care or retiree benefits. How did that get there in the first place?
Well, that was a part of a retirement bill, Senate Bill 1226, and a provision of that bill indicated that current state employees would have to contribute 3% of their salary towards a future retiree health care trust. But the problem is that there's no guarantees that trust would be around when current employees actually retire.
And my recollection of this a month or so ago was that this 3% was being put into a fund until the outcome of the court case. Is it your anticipation that they're going to have to keep paying this while this works through the court process?
You know, I can't answer that question. The money was originally put in an escrow, so neither the state was getting access to everybody's 3%, but it was still being deducted from employees' paycheck. So that's something we're just going to have to wait and see. And again, not to skirt the issue here, because I'm happy to come on air and talk about state employees, but on this particular one regarding, you know, the legal aspects, I'm not an attorney. But we do have attorneys that work for us, and they sort of told me to keep it real general here.
No, I appreciate that, and I certainly do understand it. Well, let's switch topics a little bit then. You're heading for Wisconsin in the morning. You're heading on a road trip with some of your union workers.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to be heading towards Madison at 4 a.m. We're going to be leaving from the UAW Local 6000 parking lot, which is located at 3350 North Grand River Avenue. And what this is, Cheryl, it's just a group of people that are concerned about the tax on labor and the attacks on public employees. And it's just people coming together, sort of having a caravan, so to speak, of cars. And we've got about 3 different cars committed and people, about 14 or 15 people right now committed to coming. And so people that, you know, realize that the middle class is under assault here and that collective bargaining is an issue. You know, we feel like we need to go there and show our support for them.
Does it feel, you know, I've heard some folks, you know, this kind of thing just adds fuel to the fire. I'm just asking the question, you know, when you join in something like this, is there any of that aspect to it?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, it's about solidarity. It's about coming together. You know, the reason that we're going to Madison is because collective bargaining itself is on the table. I mean, the governor there is threatening to do away with people's abilities to be in a union and for the union to have any power. And, you know, that's really a human right because it's about dignity in the workplace. And, you know, here in Michigan, Cheryl, I'm sure you know, but, I mean, this is the home of the UAW. In Flint, of course, we had the sit-down strikers. And people literally have lost their lives defending the democratic principles that we all cherish in this country. And to have your rights stripped away is something we cannot tolerate.
And we did discuss this last night, Ray, that comparing Michigan and Wisconsin is apples and oranges because, as you mentioned last night, to date, Governor Rick Snyder has said he's willing to sit down and talk with union members, and he's not looking to remove collective bargaining.
That's right, Cheryl. What he's saying is that he does want $180 million from us in concessions, but that needs to be taken care of at the bargaining table, which is the appropriate place to handle something like that. Whereas the governor in Wisconsin is trying to do away with unions' ability to have collective bargaining or really even to have a union. So it's a totally different situation. And there is some legislation, however, introduced on both the Senate and the House floors calling for things like right-to-work zones and those type of things that we're concerned about. But Governor Snyder has indicated repeatedly that he doesn't want the battle here. He thinks it's divisive, and we agree with that. And working with us, it needs to be done at the bargaining table. So that you're right, it is a different situation here.
So far, as long as both sides are talking with the administration, the Snyder administration and the union folks, hopefully we can avoid the situation that's happening in Wisconsin.
That's right. And, you know, that's the good thing about collective bargaining, because what happens, you know, during the process, you know, you have tough negotiations, you sit down across from a table, you stare at each other for 19 hours straight, and you try to reach a compromise. And then when one is reached by the leadership, then all the state employees and the members actually get to vote on it. And so that way everybody is part of the process, they feel they have some ownership, and they feel like, you know, maybe things aren't great, but at least we had some control in the process and our dignity was respected. So it's a totally different, you know, process. And, you know, the thing is, we have in the past given $750 million in concessions since 2003. We have changed our retirement system. State employees now, for the majority of them, have a defined contribution, which is, you know, the 401k type of retirement plan. And new employees, as of last April, pay over 20% of their health insurance costs. And this was reached at the bargaining table through that process. It wasn't just mandated or imposed upon us. Of course, we feel like we've given, you know, enough already. But the point is that at least the membership got to vote on those concessions and realizing where we're at as a state and what the situation is, instead of, again, being mandated that we're going to have our pay cut or our rights taken away.
So if cuts need to come for state employees, they need to be negotiated at the table.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, regarding that, this is the final year of our contract. It actually was extended. The last day of our contract right now is December 31st, 2011. And normally in the last year of contract, we would go into bargaining in the summer. Now, this governor has indicated he'd like to have a budget done much earlier, actually in June 1st. And so we're anticipating that any day now that they will ask us to come to the bargaining table. But as of today, we haven't heard from them. But that's where we're at right now in Michigan.
Okay. Well, Ray, safe travels to you and everyone tomorrow, as I wish for everybody. And perhaps we can talk tomorrow about this time and see how the day went for everybody there.
That would be great. And thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you
it.
So much. Have a good evening. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends in a little bit. Coming up, Kelly Morton, who is in the Eaton County Prosecutor's Office on the sentencing of William Brian Polston today, and Timothy Movett, who is music director of the Lansing Symphony, on a fun show tomorrow night, a fun concert tomorrow night. It involves Motown. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends.